Titan.
Mary had a little man.
The fault. We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
A suspected Chinese surveillance balloon hovering over the northern United States for days.
The United States government has detected and is tracking a high-altitude surveillance balloon that is over the continental United States right now.
Shoot it!
The balloon seen here, flying over Billings, Montana, where it forced a ground stop at the city's airport, halting all commercial and general aviation flights in order to clear the airspace. It's roughly the size of three buses, with a technology bay attached beneath it, believed to be carrying high-resolution cameras, according to a senior U.S. official. Sources describe it as an aircraft designed to travel in a purposeful path, one that includes a number of sensitive U.S. sites.
These are balloons that can be used for surveillance, for Earth observation, but they also be used for military purposes.
In this case,
perhaps the Chinese were looking to collect high-fidelity imagery of sensitive U.S. sites, where they may have been intercepting communications. But they also could have been testing U.S. air defenses.
A senior defense official saying they are confident the balloon was sent by the Chinese government. And this isn't the first instance this has happened in recent years.
Once the balloon was detected, the U.S. government acted immediately to protect against the collection of sensitive information.
This morning, the Chinese government cautioning against what they describe as hype, claiming they're still gathering facts. The Pentagon, now closely tracking the balloon, says it currently poses no physical threat to civilians, commercial aviation, or U.S. military assets.
Shoot it!
Still, on Wednesday, defense officials say, as a precaution, the U.S. Air Force mobilizing F-22 fighter jets in case the order was made to shoot down the balloon.
Shoot it!
The contrails seen here in this image.
It may have been possible for the U.S. Air Force to shoot this balloon down, but that also raises a risk. And that risk is if the missile misses or even if the missile hits the balloon, it could send hot shrapnel down on civilian areas anywhere in Montana.
Well, U.S. officials noting that the path the balloon appears to be taking flies directly over at least some sensitive U.S. sites, including one of three nuclear missile silo fields in the nation at Malmstrom Air Force Base here in Montana.
Shoot it!
I mean, where are those Jewish space lasers? Shouldn't they have taken that thing out by now? Come on, it looks like target practice to me.
Yeah. Well, I thought at first it was like, you know, something that I let go when I had my birthday, you know, celebrate a Mylar, but it didn't say happy birthday, Randy, on it. It didn't say happy 65th birthday, Randy, on it. And then I really would have wanted it shot down because I don't want people to know that I'm 65. You know what I mean? But, you know, if you were going to have a spy balloon, wouldn't you want it to be, blue? Why make it bright white and three buses? You know what I'm saying? I mean, wouldn't like sky blue be a better choice if you were going to try and blend? You know you're in the military when you start referring to a balloon as an inflatable and you start finding yourself saying things like high fidelity communications or today's, weather balloon, tomorrow's cruise missile. You know, there's something wrong with you. But, you know, the right wing, they just want to shoot things. They just want to shoot everything. I mean, they are literally having a child. They are literally giving birth on the internet to new and improved conspiracy theories. I'm surprised that Marge hasn't called it a Jewish space laser. I really am. I'm sorry. All they're saying is, you know, Biden is so lame. He can't even shoot. He can't even shoot a balloon. It's a balloon, everybody. But they abruptly canceled this visit that was on the calendar. It was scheduled, you know, that the Secretary of State was, Blinken, was going to go to China. And then there was a suspected spy balloon and all bets are off, you know. So it's really serious. The balloon is a serious thing. And balloons are hardly ever serious. But this one is a serious, serious balloon. And if you can't make yourself take it seriously, then call it an inflatable. Why Montana? Why it's home to many sensitive missile locations. You know, I mean, That's what the satellites are for. You know, they have Chinese satellites up there, everybody. We have them up there, too. Elon can't stop, ejaculating satellites. He can't put them up fast enough. I mean, this is what the young people do now. So, I mean, honestly, wouldn't you want to disguise it as a regular balloon? Wouldn't you want to just put on it World's Best Dad? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, why wouldn't you try and disguise it? So here's the thing. I want to know what's in it, okay? That's just me. That's just the nature of being me. That's just the nature of having a curious mind, which, by the way, will save you. It will save you from this malaise that, the Republicans are in. Asking questions, being curious is a really good thing. And so I would like to know what's in the balloon. I would like to know what's in the cargo bay of the balloon. Wouldn't you like to know? I would like to see whatever it is that they felt compelled to fly. Now, just to be crystal clear about how much I do understand about balloons, this one is maneuverable. Okay, that's kind of creepy, meaning it's not just floating up there. It's not just making its way from the Chinese landmass over the Pacific, over the Aleutian Islands, into Canada, down to Montana, and, you know, heading east because of the jet stream. That is not happening. It is a maneuverable thing. Somebody is actually driving it, which is, suspicious, let's say. It's a little problematic.
If the Chinese were smart, right, they'd say, oh, you got us. You got us. Our giant bright balloon. That's the best spy technology we got, kids. Sleep tight. Sorry. You got us, you rascals.
Well, there's idiots out there that do probably think that that's the best spy technology they have, which, you know, most people, I will just say, and almost everyone to a person in this audience knows, is complete crud, right? I mean, everyone in this audience understands that there are satellites up there that do all kinds of interception, that there are satellites up there that are doing all kinds of surveillance, that are doing all kinds of listening. And then, of course, there's DirecTV. Do you know what I'm saying? There's, like, good satellites, too. So you have your good satellites, you have bad satellites. I mean, with this audience, I don't even think we need to, explain it. The thing is, like if you were a Chinese person, if you were Qi, okay, if you were a Chinese dictator, if you were a Chinese autocrat, okay, you would know that you had satellites up there that are capable of intercepting just about anything that you would want intercepted. And then if you needed a closer look at America's secrets, all you have to do is go to Magaloco. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, so why go to all this trouble of a maneuverable, drivable balloon and not paint it blue with a big banner that says, happy 65th birthday, Randy, to confuse and confound? Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, you could just break into, just to be even here, you could break into Joe's garage. Right. Joe's garage. It's so Zappa. You know, it's just so amazing. So, of course, the Chi Coms are telling us that it's a Chinese weather balloon that got blown off course. Well, we know that that's not true, okay? They know that that's not true. They would have known, too, as soon as, you know, the balloon was able to take clear pictures of the ground and not Chinese smog. They would have known that it went awry. They would have known that it had deviated from the course that they had set for it. But, you know, the right wing, all they want to do is shoot it. That's it. That's all they want to do is shoot stuff, shoot it. Why? Why would you want to shoot it down? I mean, I don't understand. You know, maybe there's a tail hook on it. We could do, you know, some sort of a retention wire, you know, and just bring it on in and have a little look-see. No, shoot it. You need to shoot it. And you know that they want to shoot stuff because did you see this this story? That, I mean, it's creepy, okay? It's creepier than the balloon. So the Republicans in the House are now wearing, instead of American flag pins, they're now wearing AR-15 pins. They're now wearing pins in the shape of semi-automatic weapons. I swear to God. Even George Santos is wearing an AR pin because he doesn't want to be known as a psychopathic liar. He wants to be known as a potentially violent psychopath. See what I mean? Yeah, and yesterday, oh my God, there was a debate about guns in the House.